real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Tuesday, April 7th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic this morning, weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue is closed for the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Wright Crescent from Palace Road to Kingsland Crescent remains closed for roadway repairs, pedestrian safety improvements, and traffic calming measures. Drivers should also expect delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic is still reduced to one lane in each direction for work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts and reduced speeds. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen from Johnson to William and on Barrie at Queen, both for construction. Now a look at the weather for today. We're starting the day with a few flurries ending this morning, followed by a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of flurries before clearing later this afternoon. Winds from the north are coming at 20 kilometers per hour and will become lighter this afternoon. The high is plus 2 with a wind chill near minus 10 this morning and a UV index of 4 or moderate. Later on tonight will be clear with a low of minus 8. This has been your quick 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. My voice is going up at the end of all of my sentences, although I am not asking questions.
Good job. That was really not obnoxious at all. Thank you, Dean.
Yeah, no sweat.
Yam is pacing around. He's so nervous about how this episode is going to go. So, anyway.
We're off to a great start.
What did we just hear?
We just heard the new metric that, of course, is called Crush Forever.
Nice. What'd you think?
It's new metric.
All right. And that's on that.
What else can you ask for?
That's so true.
I like the new Broken Social scene more.
Okay. All right.
For whatever that's worth.
Well, I hope everybody had a good Easter, you know, thought about Jesus and such. And
my guy.
Maybe there was other holidays that happened too. I feel like every time, I don't know, during Christmas, there was like 14 different things happening. So maybe that's true, too. I need to stay cultured. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hope everyone had a good long weekend, regardless, except if you're me and the library was open and they made you work. Sad.
Yeah, that's tough.
But it's okay. I still got yesterday off, and that's what matters. So, hooray.
Hooray.
But yeah, Easter. Eggs,
Easter.
Bunnies.
You know that comes from, like, some Babylonian, like, fertility goddess named Ishtar.
Wow.
That's where the word Easter comes from.
I did not know that. You learn something new every day.
That's exactly right.
So true. Okay, we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to play One Too Many Nights by Zoon and Sam Jr.
Cool.
Time. Thank you.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Bad Decisions by The Strokes. For that, we heard some new Suki Waterhouse that's Back in Love. And at the top, we heard Zune featuring Sam Jr. That's One Too Many Nights.
Speaking of One Too Many Nights, we just watched a movie about space. it was, I don't know, he's stuck there for a long time.
That's true.
So, One Too Many Nights, exactly. Uh-huh. It was Project Hail Mary.
Yes.
It was good and cute.
It was okay.
It was not amazing. I think The Martian was better.
I agree.
And I also think that these directors, their other movies have been better.
I also agree.
I still think it was well done. A very enjoyable, like, family movie. You know, like, every kind of person would like it, I think. I will say my main gripe is that I'm thinking of Robert Pattinson because we also watched the drama, but we will talk about that later. Sorry, Ryan Gosling is too handsome to be like a kind of schlubby academic, you know, who's like, he's like, oh, I'm not brave. I'm not an astronaut. I'm just a little university guy. I'm just a little teacher. No, you look like Ryan Gosling. Sorry. it's not working. And they're like, what if we give him wireframe glasses? And I'm like, sorry, just making him hotter. This is not working. I literally think they tried to camouflage how ripped he is by making him wear like baggy clothes the whole time. So anyway, other than that, you know, well done. Sandra Hüller did such a good job.
Yeah, she was the best part of the movie.
The alien was really cute.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a practical little puppet. That was fun.
I liked all the emotional beats. There was, like, really not a lot of characters. I don't know.
I feel like they hit the, oh, is the little alien still alive beat, like, three too many times.
Oh, that only happened, like, twice.
It happens a lot.
I guess so. And they also did not explain any of the science because this one has an alien in it. So that kind of, I feel like, means that they are not able to explain a lot of the science because it's a little alien made of rocks. So it's not really like The Martian where you're getting a full rundown. Although I'm sure The Martian is like 99% fake, but it feels real.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, they just kind of go like, oh, we have to do this MacGuffin thing, you know? And then you're like, okay, so true. But yeah, it was good. I would watch it. It didn't feel like it was dragging or anything. Like, the pacing was good. But yeah, any more thoughts?
It's structured, like, unlike The Martian, where it's, like, basically beginning to end. This one is, like, cutting between pre-mission and post-mission, throughout, and I found, like, whenever we cut to, like, before he's, like, actually launches on the ship, it's like, I don't care. I do not care about what happened before, when it's just him, like, sitting in a meeting and being like, I'm scared.
Yeah,
like,
who cares? You know that he does go. Yeah.
And that he, like, works as hard as he can the whole time he's there anyway.
Yeah.
Who care?
That's fair. All right. So Dean would rearrange it a bit, but
I would.
Overall, go see it, you know.
Yeah.
Go have fun. Also, they sent a man to the moon, like, literally this week or whatever. So, no, they didn't. They sent a bunch of people to go around the moon.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Okay, this is so bad. I haven't been following at all. Are they back? Are they still midair? I read a headline that their toilet was broken, so that's really unfortunate for them.
Reminds me of the USS Gerald Ford.
But hopefully they're all safe and coming back soon, ? I'm not really sure what this mission is. I should read the news more. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's play some music. We're going to play Someday, which is a Strokes cover, I'm assuming, by Julia Jacklin.
That's exactly right. Strokes have teased new music. Hopefully we hear a new single by the end of this year.
Oh my gosh.
That would be really nice. But yeah, Someday, Julia Jacklin.
Sometimes, oh, sometimes.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Flourish by Shayna Hayes.
Mm-hmm. I think you nailed it.
Before that, we heard Mad Folk with Stick Around. They've got a music video for that, if you're curious. And at the top, we heard Julia Jacklin, Someday. That's a cover of course, The Strokes, or as I like to call them, The Strokes.
Thank you. Good job. Pronunciation.
If I was from Sweden.
Yes.
I'd call them the Strokes.
But you're not. So you have to hear about Canadian news. So I have a CBC article here. Let me find the other one.
The Copenhagen Broadcasting Company?
Colgan. And it's about how they're reintroducing a type of fish in Banff National Park.
What kind of fish?
Isn't this so exciting? Okay, are you ready? It has a really sick name.
Yeah.
It's called the West Slope Cutthroat Trout.
That's very cool.
Have you heard of this fish? Okay.
That's a great name for a fish.
But this has been taking them a long time to get all set up and ready. They had to kill all the invasive fishes in the area that they're reintroducing it to.
Cool.
I
like the really based, like, Jack Sir Isaac Newton ad that you have on this article.
Oh, this is just an AI ad in the article. It has nothing to do with Isaac Newton. Okay, they had to kill 2,000 to 3,000 brook trout between 2022 and 2024 to make room for these native little trouts.
Yeah.
And they had to, like, collect all these eggs from this species in the wild nearby and then grow them and put them in the new area that they want them to be in. It's very exciting. They are going to feed the grizzly bears and they're going to eat all these little bugs and stuff, and they are going to make sure that other fish don't get too crazy populous, because they're going to steal some of the bug food. and so, yeah, this is what I'm gathering from this article. The scientists have been working very hard. So I just wanted to give a little shout out and say, go scientists. I hope that the West Slope cutthroat trouts are enjoying their time in their new / old habitat. They used to be there, but they're not there. But now they're going to be there. And I just thought that was really nice and great news.
That's really
nice. So thank you, Mr. Colgan, for reporting on it.
Can I spoil more of Project Hail Mary?
Yeah, of course.
I just think it's funny that, like, the solution that they have at the end of it is to, like, introduce, like, an, like, interstellar mongoose to their solar system's ecosystem, essentially.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this bad thing is eating the sun. We'll just, like, get some exotic thing that eats the bad thing, and that will fix everything.
Yeah.
Like, that is the, like...
Didn't they try that with, like, cats and things?
Well, yeah, like, most famously, they introduced mongoose to Hawaii, because there were lots of rats in Hawaii. And then the mongoose just ate all of the birds and then, like, killed, like, dozens of native species of birds in Hawaii.
So Project Hail Mary said, we're not thinking about that. This is a sci-fi movie and everything's fine. Hooray. But yeah, what if it ate Earth? That would be so sad.
That would suck.
Yeah.
The astrophage phage.
Yeah. Well, these little fish are supposed to be there. So there's no problems here. So
that's,
we're all
exactly
good.
Right.
Okay, what do we have up next?
We've got some new Lana Del Rey. This is, we can question whether or not this is problematically titled. It's White Feather Hawktail Deer Hunter.
Okay. Is that a bad species to hunt? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just didn't know if that was sort of appropriative. But
okay,
it's probably fine.
Like, appropriative to the working class.
Exactly.
But she's like, they've claimed her. She married in.
Yeah. She's earned the right. She has a crocodile.
She had a cheeky wedding, so you can't come at her now. Like,
that's exactly right.
She worked for this.
All right, here we go.
Here's my white feather hawktail deer hunter. Likes to keep me cool in the hot breeze summer. Likes to push me on this green John Deere mower. I know you wish you had a man like him, it's such a bummer. When I met him, like an arrow, like a bird in the heart, like a sparrow. In the dark, snap, crackle, pop. Positively voodoo, everything that you do. Did you know exactly how magical you are? Whoopsie daisy, you yelling, I love you. Out to my white feather, hawktail deer hunter. Take my hand off the
Daisy, you who I imagine you do know how absolutely wonderful that you are.
He's my white feather hawktail deer hunter. Before I met him, wore a bow over 3 summers. Now it's a ribbon round my neck and it's cherry color. I just been baking, waiting on a spirit hunter. I got a nicotine patch for the summer. Yeah, I'm a ghost, doesn't mean I feel nothing. Put it on my ass, no tan line summer. I love my daddy, of course we're still together. Everyone knows I had some trouble, but it's been 3 summers. I know it's strange to see me cooking for my husband, but it's positively voodoo, everything that you do. Did you know exactly how magical you are? Whoopsie daisy, you yelling I love you out to my white feather hawktail deer hunter. Take my hand off the stove, hun. Yeah, your dinner's almost done. Whoopsie daisy, you I imagine you do know how absolutely bad I'm with an oven. Whoopsie daisy, do you think it's okay? Daisy to post the sugar cane. Yikes, like maybe should have saved for a friend. Stick with baking Daisy's face again. Whoopsie daisy, do you think it's okay? Whoopsie daisy to post the sugar cane. Yikes, like maybe should have saved for a friend. Stick with baking Daisy's face again. Stick with positively for a time. It's my trip for the road. Don't you think I can how much of good is my way?
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Uh-Oh by Girl Scout. Before that, we heard Beatrice Deer with Falcon and the Woman. And before that, we heard Lana Del Rey with her new track, White Feather Hawktail Deer Hunter.
Nice. Okay, we watched another movie. Woo! We've been having a good week. We watched The Drama with Zendaya. Yeah. I don't know why I said it like that. And Robert Pattinson.
Yes. Directed by the same guy who did Dream Scenario, that Nick Cage movie from like a couple years ago.
Yeah, literally all I'm picking up from this director is that he loves coats.
He loves some knitwear. I didn't even know
that this was like a movie that was going to feature coats so heavily, but it does. And then now I'm seeing all these posters after having seen it where the coats are like the main characters of the poster. And literally this guy loves coats. Like Dream Scenario was all about that parka.
Yeah.
Just like that was on screen every scene. So anyway, it was so good. I would super highly recommend this one more than Project Hail Mary by a long shot. But you know, I just feel like it was a good week for us for movies. But I thought the acting was great. The plot was really fun and interesting. The pacing was awesome. It was very funny, but also like dark and made you think a lot. It was just, it has literally everything. This movie has everything. I'm being the guy from SNL.
Stefan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's got like the first like 30 minutes is kind of rom-com-y, but like structured in a really fun way. Where, like, it's them writing their, like, wedding speeches.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, recalling, like, their meet cute or, like, their first date.
Yeah.
And, like, it's cutting from them describing it and, like, talking through the speech with their friend to the actual scenes. Really, really cool way to structure, like, letting you know everything you need to know about this couple and how they met and everything in a really engaging, quick way that doesn't feel explanatory. It was very good. Yeah. I was very impressed by that.
It was a lot better than Dream Scenario, I thought.
Oh, yes.
This director's like hitting his stride or her stride. I don't even know who it is. Sorry.
It's a dude.
Some sort of man.
Northern European dude.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Not even American? Wow.
Well, he has a Northern European name. I don't actually know where he's from.
Okay, well, we can look into that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Also, they're so beautiful, so it's nice to look at them on screen.
It really is.
And it doesn't even take away, because as unlike Project Hail Mary, where he's like too handsome, like they're just supposed to be like two kind of beautiful young people getting married.
It is like almost like less realistic than Project Hail Mary, in that like she's a librarian or something.
That's right.
And he's like a museum curator, despite the fact that he's like 30. It doesn't make any sense at all.
I think he's supposed to be like 35.
Even still.
Yeah.
Like
he's a head curator of the Met at 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just he's British and people give British people a lot of things. Like,
that is true.
I swear, every time I've worked for like a private company or even like anywhere, if you have a British accent, I feel like you're getting promoted faster. So if you're listening and you have a British accent, just know you're getting British accent privilege because everyone thinks you're smart. But you're the same.
Yeah,
you're
and they have the like
normal.
They have the most like gorgeous like modern art apartment possible.
Yeah,
They're just way too young to have way too nice a place and way too nice jobs in New York City. It makes you mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, very
a great
fun.
Film.
Yeah, yes. Great movie. Lots of fun. Lots of. Like, I feel like it's a dialogue between, like, British culture and U.S. culture. It's about a lot of things, folks. Watch this movie.
Yeah.
And don't spoil it for yourself, because the reveal of, like, the actual bad thing that, like, is teased in the trailers is not what I was expecting and is very cool.
Agreed. Okay, what do we have up next?
Oh, that's a great question. We've got some new The Real Mackenzies. I want to eat sardines with your mother.
Alrighty.
Here we go. I want to eat sardines with the mother.
We'll be right back. never tired. Stood and fought the EF-10. Chains and meadows cut a sector in. District punched us out. Confused the choir, bought a shotgun which we trained on to